This amazing city never appeared on any map. A hidden community sealed off from the outside world.
Just fine. Come on and tell me. Hi, this is Shukri Wright, host of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Catch me every Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on WMFO, TuneIn Radio app, and streaming globally on WMFO.org as I talk about the latest happenings in Boston sports and as well as across the sports landscape in general. You can catch the show on demand as well on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Hustlers, the Bowery got it bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. Said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top. Sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know that you don't
tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull cobble streets. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cut in about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe I sung a different kind of story when a big Jim hit the floor. Hustling people strange to you, even if you do got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off a old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Waiting on a boatload of money. Waiting for my ship to come around. Stealing doorway. Come on, mister, please now come on down. Stood up high on the mountain, stumbled through the low ground, put up all of my defenses. So come on, mister, please. Knock 'em on down, knock 'em on down, won't you knock 'em on down, knock 'em on down, knock 'em on down. These four walls keep getting higher and higher. Come on, mister, please knock 'em on down. Just a little boat in the ocean. Just a little boat up on the sea, caught in the commotion. I know we got really good company. I've been waiting on some kind resolution, and listening for a song in the sound. Keep getting high.
boat in the ocean,
just a little boat upon the sea.
I drive a broke down rig on made pipe ties, 40 foot of overload. A lot of people say that I'm crazy because I don't know how to take it slow. I got a broomstick on the throttle, I got a rope it up and he'll ride down. Non-stop back to Dallas, popping them West Coast turnarounds. And they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker. Daryl on the highway and all them other truckers would tell you that the boy is mad. You be driving in a rig like that. You know the rain may blow, the snow may snow, and the giant bikes they may freeze. But they don't bother old Speedball, he going any damn way he please. He got a broomstick on the throttle, keep his throttle for the dancing round. With a cup full of cold black coffee and a pocket full of West Coast turnarounds. And they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker. They're all over the highway and all them other truckers will tell you that the boy is mad. You be driving in a rig like that. One day I looked into my rearview mirror, coming off from behind, there was a Georgia State policeman and $100 fine. Well, he looked me in the eyes, he was riding me up. He said, driver, you been flying, and 95 is the route you were on. It was not the speed limit sign. Yeah, they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker. They're all over the highway and all them other truckers would tell you that the boy is mad. You be driving in a rig like that. Tear all over the highway and all them other truckers will tell you that the boy is mad. You be driving in a rig like that.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Trying to get home, and she has to play music in her ear so the boys will leave her alone. But one guy, he just won't listen, and he tries for a little touch, so he's gonna get a fist right in his face, 'cause this girl, she's had enough.
They say you're gone. COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.